Hey everyone, Lindsay Piper Loomis here. And so, pre-recording this special episode, I told you I was going to be bringing on Gen Z. And who better to bring on than my daughter? So, you get to hear from her. We're just going to do a short snippet for Friday. I wanted you to have something great, and we're enjoying this virtual background because, yeah, that's just what we're doing. So, I want you to meet my daughter, Whitney. She's incredible. She is a force to be reckoned with and someone that, we made some choices with our kids to homeschool them. And so she's been homeschooled since early elementary school. Her sister, more ele older elementary school. But I want you to hear from her. We really felt like we wanted to break the cultural norm and do something different. I look at her as a trailblazer, pioneer, front runner, because she doesn't want to do what everyone else is doing and follow the pack. She actually wants to lead them, and she wants them to go down a good path and healthy identity and all of that. So that's what we're going to talk about just briefly. And so, welcome.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you're here. I love hearing from you. I love hearing your wisdom. And what we're gearing her up for is something that she's going to be launching here this year. And I'm going to let you wait to hear from her when she gets that started. But we wanted to do a Gen Z episode with Lindsay. How cheesy and corny is that? But I really respect you and honor you. So I want to talk a little bit about identity. And so that's something that your generation struggles with. And we see the heartbreaking pain of these kids that are wanting to socially transition and medically and chemically transition. How does that make you feel?
Coming from a biblical standpoint, it makes me really sad because, the Lord makes us exactly how we're supposed to be, and He wouldn't have made you female if He didn't want you to be a female and vice versa. So,
So when you see that, how do you feel about, and I'm just, you can just lay it on me and other people here. How do you feel that there's not more adults actually standing up for Gen Z more than there is? Like we think about all the kids that have gone missing, 85,000, it's actually probably millions. And these kids that are being socially transitioned as young as 3 years of age, did you know that in our state, they have been doing medical castration surgeries on children as young as three? How does that make you feel that more adults aren't standing up?
it is very disheartening to hear that people aren't standing up for it, but I know that there'll be more and more people once they find out the truth.
Yeah, and you're one of those people. You were baptized in it, weren't you? But what I love about you is that you have actually heard, just being out in the community, you've actually heard kids your age talking and how they talk to each other. Sometimes they say, as friends, I hate you to one another, and girls are like really mean and they're gossiping and all of that. How would you like to see that shift, and what would you do to shift that?
Well, I want to be able to lead by example and make everyone feel joy when they're around me. And so whenever I hear teens saying, "Oh, I hate you, I hate you," they start just gossiping and just really down on themselves. It makes me wonder how they're being sur like who they're being surrounded by and how much just one person can affect them positively or negatively. So
Yeah, and so do you think, they can experience the Jesus inside of you without you throwing the book at them?
most definitely,
Yeah.
I'll be able to, show them my joy that I have, even if the circumstances are hard or, whatever I'm going through. And like I said, earlier, happiness in seasons is not the same as joy in seasons, because you can still feel sad and have joy. So.
Yeah, and that might be hard for some people to understand. And I think addressing the identity goes back to exactly what you said, what kind of community and influences. So let's talk about community and influences. Community is very important. So this is like the people that you surround yourself with and people that you allow speak into your life. And And have you ever had someone speak something negatively into you?
Almost definitely.
Yes. And your face is disappearing with our virtual background. You got to scoot up a little bit. Anyway, and how did that affect you?
It definitely, even if I didn't feel anything in that moment, I felt just over time, I felt myself change in certain ways, or maybe I got sad in the moment.
And so then now as you've had healthy community around you, friends and leaders, and of course parents and siblings, sorry, and those types of people, how has that changed or affected it?
It definitely feels like I have a community that is going to encourage me in no matter what season of life I'm in.
Okay. And so the other thing, other influences is like social media. And I know there's like a lot of trends and songs. And so it's very important because our eyes are gates, our ears are gates, and then our mouth is also a speaking gate, right? So when we think about social media, your dad and I made the choice to not allow you to have social media, but you entered into a social media internship with the church, and that's really helped you. In what way with social media versus being just going into it like a lot of your generation has?
Well, it's helped me to use it in a way that it's a tool rather than a toy. And
Did you guys catch that? Using social media as a tool instead of a toy. So rather than being a slave to the system, it works for you.
yeah.
Anyways, go
So
ahead. Sorry, I
rather
was
than
just
using
like.
it like that, it helps me to be able to see it in a business mindset, but also to know that there is times that you can share, fun things with your friends and whatever, but doing it in a more moderate way rather than just showing people, oh, look at my life, I'm so cool, whatever, like that.
So a lot of times that stuff is fake. And they're doing that based on what they see celebrities doing, which a lot of times is also fake. And so so let's just put it this way. So since you haven't had social media except for the internship and you have community, if you want to check in on your friends or you want to share with them something good that's going on, what do? Instead of getting on social media and taking a selfie and posting it.
I text them or FaceTime or meet with them in person.
Yeah. And you like meeting with them in person because that cultivates what?
Friendship, it
Yeah.
helps it grow.
And community and relationship and all of these things. And so that's basically what we wanted to talk about. And so what is your true identity, Whitney?
Well, I know that I'm a child of God and that I'm created for more than just a label that I've been. A label that's been put on me, and being able to understand that I can blaze my own trail, but I can also bring other people with me and be able to be in the world, but not of it.
This is amazing. And that's where we're going to end it because that's very powerful. What is one more thought if you wanted to share, if you had people that are thinking, I want to change my life. I don't want to live like this anymore. Well, or you want to share something to the older generations that think that your generation's a lost generation, what would you say?
To the older generation, I would just say how important it is to be understanding of these kids because we're growing up in a completely different age than a lot of you are. So it's hard to navigate with so many more outlets to create negativity around us. So just encourage these kids and bring them closer to Jesus and be able to uplift them in this time that is just so difficult for each of us.
And then what would you say to your generation?
I would say that it gets better, and that even though there's so many things going on in the world, that if we draw close to Jesus or draw close to that positive friend group or just community, that we're going to be able to see the joy in these circumstances and hardships and seasons that feel like all hope is lost.
All right. Thank you so much.
Course.
And I would say, as a parent of a Gen Z, parents, adults, grandparents, and if you don't have kids, in this generation, it's time for you to step up and get involved because this is the future generations of America and globally. These are the solutions, so many solutions. These children are precious in the sight of God and their children and their children and their children. And this right here is worth fighting for. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope that you've enjoyed listening to this little wisdom wonder. And I thank you so much. Go to my website, lynzy.co, lynzy.co, to catch other podcast episodes. Have a great day.